Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Faithful Dependence by Pete Briscoe. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. Jesus doesn't work harder for those who try harder. So if you've been busy muscling up some stellar faith, hoping someday you'd have just enough to have just a little more Jesus, you can stop. Jesus isn't concerned about the quantity or the quality of your faith. He just desires to be the object of your faith. When we depend upon someone other than Jesus, we are going to be disappointed. Our society offers a buffet of choices: health and wellness, dead people, spouses, careers, IRAs, and even pastors. All of them are imperfect and totally unqualified to become the object of your faith. How about today's gurus? They're simply preaching secular legalism, teaching a different list of rules, but rules all the same. Rules can't hold you up. I remember my elementary science teacher explaining the human skeleton. If all went well, I'd never see my own bones. But without them, I'd be nothing more than a blob of flesh and muscle on pavement. Same goes with faith. People are always looking for visible objects of faith. Yet it's the ascended Christ and the invisible but indwelling Spirit who holds us up in this faith journey. In fact, Scripture teaches that faith is produced by God's Spirit in us. We have no control over its volume and quantity in our lives, but we do get to choose whom we trust. What are you facing today? In whom or what will you put your faith? Let's pray. Almighty God, renew our hearts so that we may give your words to others. Hold us up in faith and lead us in righteousness. Father, as we begin each day, remind us to place our full dependence on you. You are the author of all things, and through you we are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.